joining us now in the ticket hotline is somebody that we talked about earlier in the show. George informed us that this Cocaine Bear movie is going to happen. And we are joined now by the bear who is starring in that movie. Good morning. How are you?
All right. First off, I'm offended by the name Cocaine Bear. All right. I'm playing Cocaine Bear in the movie. My name is not Cocaine Bear.
Sorry.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, that's fair.
What is your name?
I have a name. I'm Tank De Niro.
Tank De Niro.
Yeah, I'm an actor. I'm a bear actor. I'm a Kodiak Brown, and that's the accent you hear. It's British Columbian. And
That doesn't sound British Columbian.
And I'm going to be playing Cocaine Bear for the moving picture.
Okay, so this is based on the 1985 bear that ingested an entire duffel bag of cocaine.
Right? That's right. It's going to be a wild movie. Yeah, I play a bear that finds a duffel bag of coke in the forest there, and I try to sell it to my friends and everything, and I develop a habit, so it's kind of me racing to sell it before I sniff it all, and there's side plots, of course. You know, I meet and fall in love with a hooker with a heart of gold.
Wow.
Played by Liam Neeson, and it's great. I mean, it gave me a chance to work with that creepy-eyed Ray Liotta before he croaked.
Well, yeah. Let's just say Ray Liotta.
May he rest in peace.
Well, that's what I meant. But, I mean, his eyes freaked me out, and you'd be lying if you said they didn't freak you out, too.
Well, okay.
Got them crazy blue eyes and all waxy face. But God rest his soul.
Right.
He's a good one. But, and Carrie Russell's in it. She's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, and directed by Elizabeth Banks.
Uh-huh.
Actress, but trying her hand at directing. I tried to eat Elizabeth Banks.
Well, now
we've all dreamed it, but I'm a bear, so that's natural for me.
Sure,
right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you know how bears are around women around certain times. But anyway,
well, I've heard that. Yeah.
But I really want your viewers to come out and see this movie, because I think it's really going to be good. I mean, there's a pegging scene in the movie. It's going to be the talk of the town.
What?
Really edgy stuff. It's a scene where Ray Liotta is setting up a tent. But there's some serious hard pegging going on in that scene while he's setting up that tent.
Yeah. Never heard that called a pegging scene, but okay.
there's also a scene in it where I'm chasing Carrie Russell in about a 22-minute paragliding scene.
A little long.
That sounds
like a really long
special
scene.
Effects or something else. I did all my own stunts in the movie.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Oh, yeah. Great. All my own stunts. I do the backflip, and I ride a little tricycle in the movie. It's great.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm in. I'm always in on a bear movie.
And your producer, Mino, told me that...
Mike.
That y'all are wondering what's more dangerous, to a bear. Like, what's a bear more scared of? Some guy with a gun or a guy with a bear spray?
Bear spray, what?
And I got to tell you, I mean, I'm more scared of a guy with a gun than bear spray. If you want to settle it now, and talking to a bear, I figure would settle it.
Okay.
Yeah. This argument once and for all.
Sure.
I mean, because I've been pepper sprayed and I've been shot at. So I've had both.
And you had a rough life.
Being shot at's worse.
Right. Much worse. I mean, first I got pepper sprayed in my life, and I thought there could be nothing worse than that. I mean, that stuff gets up in your eyes. You can't watch a TV show for about 2 weeks. I mean, it's bad, right?
Carrie Russell do that to you?
But then, no. And
thanks, I think.
But then, if you ever been gut shot by some old bubba, who's carrying a .357, you get gut shot by him when you walk up on him as he's sitting there drunk on a Yeti cooler. And that pain stays with you for a while.
Yeah, imagine.
Oh, my God. I was diarrhea and blood and everything.
Oh, gosh.
Man, so, it's going to be the gun.
Okay, we'll go with the gun.
We got you down.
But, got me down. And y'all go see it. This is called Cocaine Bear.
Well, we got months. It's not out till February.
But I'm saying I want you to pre-buy tickets. I mean, you guys have probably seen me and stuff before. I know y'all talk about my work.
Yeah, what have you been?
Well, I've been an extensive experience in the entertainment industry. I was in a documentary called Grizzly Man.
Oh, you were in that?
Yeah, I played the grizzly that woke up one morning and decided that he had had about enough of Timothy Treadwell.
Oh, that was you.
I didn't know those bears were actors.
Yeah, that was me. I mean, you know, Tim Treadwell, he used to come up to where I live, my neighborhood, and I bought a nice place, you know, cul-de-sac in bear country, and he used to come up here, and he'd just make all kind of rackets, singing Kumbaya, trying to be friends with the universe, with the bear and everything, and I woke up one morning in a bad mood, couldn't find my coffee pot, and I just unloaded a can of whoop-ass on Tim Treadwell and that girl.
That was the theory that you'd about had, or someone had had enough of him.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it was me. It was me.
Wow, son of a gun.
My big break, killing Tim Treadwell. And now I'm going to be in this Cocaine Bear movie.
Well, we'll go see it.
Yeah, I think you're getting Oscar buzz.
Yeah, a little bit of Oscar buzz. I tell you what other kind of buzz I'm getting. Hold on a second. Oh, God, I feel like a $1 million. Oh, my God. I'm going to pad my expense report and buy a boat. Oh, geez, I feel great. Hey, the Cowboys are crazy if they don't ride the hot hand.
Oh, okay. You're a Rush, Cooper Rush guy.
Cooper Rush all the way, baby.
Okay.
Oh, I feel good. We'll let you go now.
All right, we'll see you, Tank. There goes Tank De Niro.